Right, and that's a material affordance of the place, and it's not something that was designed in a classical rhetorical sense, right? Like, yes, there's a sense in which where the mics were placed and how they decided to do it showed the rhetorical purposefulness of the subjects who were trying to create the sound they wanted, right? But it's also an example, and this is, I think, what Rickard wants to say, that it's an example of that space, in a sense, speaking for itself. It's disclosing itself. Not completely. There's still parts of it that we don't always understand and we can't control, that withdraw from our understanding. But if we pay attention to what that space can say, what that space can add, what that space can mean to us, then I don't know, I guess he would say that's an example of us attuning ourselves to the ambience of a space and its potential.
Yeah, this discussion reminds me actually of a movie I just saw called Muscle Shoals, which is about it's about this recording studio in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, that has produced just hundreds of amazing records. You know, you get people like Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones talking about just the specialness of the place.
Yeah.
How he would go there, and there was just something about the place. And they talk about the soil, and they talk about the river that passes through it. And not just like the great producer or the great, you know, the room that they play in, or even this band that... you know, that worked in this area, but literally that it had to do something about this place.
Yeah. And I really think that's a good intro to move into talking a little bit about chapter one and chapter two. Chapter one's about the kora, the Greek concept, and two about kairos. Let's talk a little bit about the kora first and the way that he wants us to revise it. And I actually have a quote here that I think might help us get going on that. On page 55, he says that ambience can never be understood simply as presence. Place is not simply an immediate environment. It includes the background by means of which things show up as what they are. What does that quote do for you?
I'm just keep on going back to Pearl Jam, you know. It's hard not to, you know, because it just reminds me of not just Wrigley, not just the experience of listening to one of my favorite Pearl Jam songs, Release, when we first got there. It's still daylight outside. The music starts. All of a sudden, I'm transported back to the first time that I heard that song, you know, it was like my first CD player at home.
Yeah.
And that, I know that other people are having that same experience of place and not just physical space, but place and time.
Well, and I think that's what Kora does for him. He doesn't want to just talk about place. He wants to talk about the ways that Ulmer, the ways that Kristeva have helped us see new ways of thinking about Kora. It draws attention to that stuff you're just talking about.
Yeah, this idea of Kora is interesting in that, you know, it shines the spotlight on place, but it also demands of us to think really carefully about what place is, mm-hmm. and how it's meaningful.
Absolutely.